Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
This is Eleanor Engel. You know, fun is good for you. We all know that. But do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? Well, whenever a headache or an upset stomach or general achiness keeps you from enjoying the fun that's so good for you, drink Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped into a glass of water fizz and become a liquid way to relief. And starting with a liquid is wise because anything else you swallow has to be changed by your body into liquid form before it can help you.
Yes, Alka-Seltzer tablets dropped in water become a relief-giving liquid that's better because...
Action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. And this is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief.
Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. And this soothing liquid speeds relief.
Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately.
You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief.
It so happened that Mr. McGee was out for a walk this morning way over in the older section of Wistful Vista when today's fascinating adventure began.
Sure is quiet here in the older section of Wistful Vista. Some of these old houses with the shades down have been here since... Uh-oh. Hey, lady. Old lady. Hey, you dropped your purse. She don't hear me. Old lady. Oh, lady, just a minute.
Are you speaking to me, young man?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Here.
Why, that purse is just like mine, young man. Here, let me show you. I've got mine in my shopping bag here. No, it isn't. Oh, dear me, what happened to my purse with all my money?
This is it, lady. This is your purse. That's why I run after you. You dropped it getting off the bus. Here, take it.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
That's all right. Here, let me carry that shopping bag for you, ma'am. Looks heavy.
No, that's all right, young man. Thank you.
I'll take it. It's not heavy. You got far to go?
Just to the corner house there. Did I thank you?
Sure, sure.
For returning my money? I don't know what I'd do till the first of the month if I'd lost it.
I'm glad to do it, glad to do it. You live in this big old house all by yourself, do you?
Yes. I'm the last of the family. I was born in this house.
Oh, well, let me go in front of you and open the gate.
So careless of me, dropping that purse. And if you hadn't returned it... Oh, I know just the thing. I want to reward you for being so honest.
Ah, sure. You don't need to give me any reward, Miss Cerner. I only done what I was brought up to always do. Be honest.
Yes, sir. You just come along with me. I want to give you a little keepsake.
Where are we going? Oh, to the garage.
The carriage house. Father was in feed and grain. Help me open this door, please.
Gee, sure a big place. Wow. What's in all them sacks stacked along the wall, Miss Zerner? Money?
No, feed and grain.
Oh.
Father always felt the horse would be back. Let me see now. Where is that? Oh, yes, I see it. Up there in the loft.
What's that?
The little keepsake I want to give you for returning my purse. You see it?
You mean?
The big cast iron deer.
Elk. Sure, I see it.
Father bought it to stand on our lawn, but Mother said no. I want you to have it.
Say now, say. That'll be great.
You like it?
Do I like it? Why, Miss Zerner, you just gave me a terrific idea. That cast iron elk is going to make me a hero, a big benefactor, down at my club.
Club? Which club is that?
The Elks Club. Boy, oh boy, this is wonderful. Why, I'll bet I could run for Grand Exalted Ruler on the strength of donating them that iron statue. And I will, too.
I'm glad it's made you so happy. Father loved it. Mother loathed it.
I'll go get a truck and some fellas to lift it and be back. Oh, this is wonderful. When we elect the new Grand Exalted Ruler next month, I'll ride to victory on a cast iron elk.
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Most of us like to have fun, I'm sure. And we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief. Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, and this soothing liquid speeds relief. Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Yeah, dude. Hi, Brownie. Oh, hello, Frank. How's the back? Good.
Hello, Mr. McGee.
Oh, hi, Wimp. I want to see you, boy. Hey, Doc. Hey, Marty, come over here, will you?
Oh, hello, Noisy.
Any of you guys that ain't playing pool, gather around. I need some help.
What happened, Pope Puss? Some juvenile gang chase you out of their territory and you have to cross it again to get home?
No, Doctor. But the deal I got in mind requires brains as well as brawns. And since you're the most brainless and brawnless guy here, you can go back and sit down.
Oh, get him. Macaroni for muscles and cold beans for brains, and he insults a brilliant physical specimen like me.
What's up, Fib? What you want?
I want enough good, strong men, Marty, to lift down a present for the Elks Club that weighs, I'd guess, around 1,000 pounds.
I'll go back and sit down, like you said.
Hey, come back here. You can help, Lazy.
Well, I'll round up some guys, Fib. What's the present? Civil War cannon?
No, I can't tell you what it is, Marty. I want it to be a surprise. I'll give you a hint, though. It's a statue.
A statue? Of you? McGee, if you try to give this club a...
No, it's not a statue of me. Now pipe down, will you?
Well, anything you're mixed up in always turns out to be a bust anyhow.
Oh. Oh, that's a cute one, Doctor. Statue, bust, that's a dandy.
Thanks, Wallace.
Bah.
Hey, Kovac, come here, will you? Yeah. Curly. Yeah. Hey, somebody wake up Curly.
Come on, let's get going, fellas. The old timer's waiting outside with his truck, and I want to get that thing and get it back here before dark, because when I present it to the Elks owner... Watch the railing.
Yeah.
Don't stumble over them feed sacks. Don't drop it now. Come on now. Out to the truck. Watch it, Wimp.
Be a lot easier to carry this iron, whatever it is, if you'd take off the gunny sack underwear you dressed it in.
I tied them gunny sacks over it so you guys couldn't see it, Doc. I told you this is going to be a surprise.
Surprise?
Gotcha.
Is there anyone in the crowd who doesn't know exactly why we're... Oops! Hold your end, Curly.
Come on now, man. Into the truck.
Yeah.
Come on, Wimp. Get your back. Into... Hey, Curly, lift, will you?
Yeah.
Come on, old timer. Lift, lift up.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the place for it, fellas. Right there.
Yeah.
Ooh, my back is broken.
Mr. McGee, may I just peep under the gunny sacks and see?
No, 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 no. Don't touch him, Wimp. You guys done a fine job getting it off the truck and set there on the lawn. Now, just back off and be patient. Oh, hi, Molly.
McGee, I've been waiting around here ever since you phoned. I came right down. What's this all about? What is that thing?
That's the reward the little old lady gave me for returning her purse, kiddo. Confidentially. This is going to earn me the undying gratitude of my brother Elks and get me elected Grand Exalted Ruler, Molly.
But what is it?
I've been going over the speech I'm going to make in my head. And as soon as Henry Lester gets back here from dinner, Henry's the grand exalted ruler so far, till next election, when he gets back from dinner, I'll unveil it.
Unveil it? Mm-hmm. You mean cut that binder twine loose and take off the gunny sack?
Yeah, unveil it. Wait till you see it, kiddo. It's an elk. A beautiful, haughty, majestic iron elk.
Oh? And you're giving it to the elks for the front lawn. I think that's just wonderful, McGee.
You do, huh?
Yeah, think how horrible it'd be if you were going to put it on our front lawn.
Come on, McGee. Henry Lester's back.
All right, fellas. Right over this way. Gather around here.
Come on, Molly. Come on with me. Over here.
Brother Elks, let's all quiet down now. Quiet. Quiet, please.
Yeah, pipe down.
Now, that's better. Now, gentlemen, our brother McGee has called us together this evening to present what he calls a mystery gift to our clubhouse. I think many of us can guess what it is, in spite of all the gunny sack wrapping on it. However, it is Brother McGee's surprise, so let him reveal it. Brother McGee.
Thank you. Thank you for the fine introduction, old fellow. And I don't mean the term old in a derogatory way. You still got plenty of good years left, Henry, I think. And I want to say right now that when the next election comes up for Grand Exalted Ruler, I'm not a candidate.
Hooray.
Unless, of course, my fellow members draft me after they see tonight how I'm always thinking of the Elks Club, always trying to improve it, and always eager to give my club the best years of my life.
Unwrap the statue, Johnny.
Quit gabbing,
Gabby. Let's see it. Yeah.
All right, my friends. All right, my friends and fellow Elks. The time has come for action.
Good, good.
I shall now cut the strings which shroud my gift and reveal to you our glorious symbol of brotherhood, our noble symbol of independence, our honored symbol of fraternity. There.
Oh,
well, ain't you gonna, I mean...
McGee, I'm sorry, but you'll have to get that iron moose off this Elks Club lawn.
Moo. Oh, this is awesome.
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
You don't have to be a dietitian to understand why even the best-planned meals may not always contain enough vitamins for good health. There is some loss of these essential food elements in the cooking, storing, and processing of food. And a shortage of vitamins is one of the common causes of a tired, pepless feeling. That's why it's wise to fortify your meals with One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets supply all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take. Get low-cost, easy-to-swallow, One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets at your drug counter soon.
And I phoned every junkyard and scrap dealer in town, Molly, and they're just not buying iron mooses this season.
Say, I've got an idea. Why don't you find some moose lodge to give it to?
Say, that's a swell idea. Hey, wait a sec. Did you say give it to them?
I think you should. After all, aren't the elks and the moose all brothers under the antlers?
Yeah. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, y'all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. The old-timer and Wallace Wimple are played by Bill Thompson and Dr. Gamble by Arthur Q. Bryan. Kate McKenna is the lady, Jack Mather, Henry Lester, and Peter Leeds, Marty. This is John Wall saying so long until tomorrow.
Laugh with Fibber and Molly again tomorrow on the NBC Radio Network.